Charlie Baker and Jay Gonzalez spent the last weekend before Election Day stumping for votes. WBUR's Steve Brown caught up with both candidates as they traveled the state.
I'm a Democrat, but I vote for you.
Thank you. My mother would really appreciate that. Oh, yeah. She was a Democrat.
Incumbent Governor Charlie Baker seemed to be doing a victory lap of sorts as he worked the crowd at Woburn High School yesterday morning. The annual Senior Appreciation Breakfast was the perfect spot for the governor to do some retail politicking. A few hundred senior citizens packed the school cafeteria, a ready-made audience for the man polls show is the nation's most popular governor, who still needs their votes on Tuesday in order to secure himself a second term. Ahead in the polls and in campaign funds, Baker is still not taking anything for granted.
I'm going to be nervous right up until the point that this whole thing gets called, because I get the fact that in the end, whatever the polls say, the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day, and voters get to decide that.
From Woburn, Baker headed to Hyde Park, a Democratic enclave where, despite the R that follows his name, he is quite popular. Tom Menino Jr., the son of the former Boston mayor, was on hand, and while not formally endorsing the governor, made it clear Baker has his support.
As everyone knows, my family, long life Democrat. But you know what? It's not about Democrat. It's not about Republican. It's about what's right and what's wrong. Plain and simple, what's right and what's wrong. And this gentleman is doing everything that's right for us.
So let's get out the vote. Let's get out the vote. And when we do, we will win back the governor's office.
While Baker was in Boston, his challenger, Jay Gonzalez, was trying to fire up supporters in a Worcester storefront that serves as the Democratic Party's Central Massachusetts Coordinating Campaign Office. The 100 or so volunteers were enthusiastic, but were more eager to have their photos taken with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was undoubtedly the big draw. Despite being the underdog, Gonzalez remains optimistic he can pull out a win.
What we need to do is what we're doing right now, is firing up a lot of people who are fired up, knocking on doors, making calls, talking to their friends and neighbors, getting out the vote, making sure people understand the choice in this election. And I'm telling you, what we are seeing at events like this and all over this state is a ton of enthusiasm for the Democratic ticket up and down the ticket, including for the governor's office.
Supporters who were on hand, including Worcester State Representative Mary Keefe, acknowledge Gonzalez has a rough road to hoe.
I know it is. I know it is. And, you know, the other night I heard the debate. I watched it the next morning, and I was like, wow, just so right on. I wish it had come 10 months earlier, you know. But we'll see how he does. I'm hoping he does really well.
Both camps will be making their final get-out-the-vote efforts throughout the day today. Polls open across Massachusetts tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.